King Khan and the Shrines, Bite My Tongue bei Flux FM. Und die königliche Hoheit hat Platz genommen auf unserem wackeligen Barhocker hier im Studio. Da bist du ja endlich. May I talk to you in German just a little bit?
Sure. Ich kann probieren.
Sehr gut. Weißt du, ich trinke nämlich gerade aus meiner Coldplay, also das ist einer Coldplay-Tasse und da steht drauf, a rush of blood to the head. Und in dieser Tasse ist alles rot.
Ja, yeah, it's Blutwurstsaft.
Ist kein Blutwurstsaft, es ist Hibiskus-Hagebutte. Hagebutti.
Is
what is Hagebutti in English?
Vegan Blutwurst.
Genau, vegan Blutwurst.
Yeah.
Mm. So we're glad you made it here.
Me too.
Up to 4 o'clock, we have some time to chat and to, you know, be updated by you.
Yes.
You went to Athens.
Yes, we just came back from Greece and we got to spend 2 days there. And it was absolutely amazing. I dedicated the show to this rapper. His name is Killer P. Mm-hmm. He's from Athens, and he was actually murdered by the fascist group there called the Golden Dawn, or in Greek they're called the Chrysiavi. So the promoter that books us there, he's a good friend of mine, and the first time he booked us at this festival, my whole show I was like singing and chanting like fuck the Chrysiavi. Sorry if I can't say that here, but it's for the anti-fascists, you know. In Germany you're allowed to swear on radio as long as it's anti-fascist.
Keep on going.
So anyways, so my whole show I dedicated to, like, you know, like making fun of the fascist organization, and the security guards were all from this fascist organization, because I don't know, muscles and brain power somehow don't work too well
little
together.
Little brain, big muscles.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what it was. But anyways, what happened was that Peaches was playing with me that show also. And
in
she
Athens,
also, yeah, in Athens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This was like last year or two. Yeah, I think last year. And Peaches also like said some stuff against the fascist group. And then the promoter got death threats because of like, because we were saying this. But the promoter being my buddy and being a total punk, he was just like, ah, good. Mm-hmm. You know, good that you felt that.
He wasn't threatened.
No, I mean, it's pretty crazy. I mean, you know, because it's like these people do exist, and a lot of them are in jail right now. But still, there's 15% or 20% of people who follow them in Athens, which is scary. You know, but this time, so right before we went on stage, I was backstage and I saw this friend of mine pointed out this graffiti by this guy Killer P, who's this hip hop artist who got stabbed to death on the street by the fascist group. So as soon as I went on stage, I dedicated the whole show to Killer P, and then it was just mayhem. That people were like it was really emotional. They were like really, really going bananas.
Did that also change the lineup and everything when you did you have this idea to dedicate it to him 5 minutes before the show, or when does this idea come?
Yeah, well, I was literally 5 minutes before the show when I saw the graffiti by this guy in the backstage, and someone told me that he had been killed. Mm-hmm. And then I asked him, I was like, do you think it'd be cool if I just dedicate the whole show to them? And the guy's like, oh my God, people would really appreciate that. And I thought I had to take it to the next level, because the first time he came, I was already attacking the fascists. So now, you know, we take it up a notch, and it was really beautiful, because I think that in the world today, you know, the children and the youth are so jaded, and they unfortunately maybe read too much on internet and don't actually go physically outside and f with the police.
Yes, I see.
I see that. I'm already becoming more polite and gentlemanlike.
Talking about the children, I've got in here a song called Children of the World.
Yes.
Is this a world premiere?
This is a world premiere.
Oh my God.
It's and this is actually ties in with this whole anti-fascist thing going on right now. This is I got asked to do the soundtrack for a wonderful film that's going to come out at the end of the year. And it's called The Invaders, about a group in Memphis in the late 60s, a black power group that basically was blamed for all this rioting and stuff that happened when Martin Luther King was visiting there. And actually, Martin Luther King met with this militant group and wanted to work together with them, because they were able to organize every gang in Memphis and make them all invaders. So it's like, it's a really heavy movie, and I was really honored to be, I got invited by the director and also by the founder of The Invaders, who heard The Shrines and was really into the music. And
he's from Memphis as well.
He's from Memphis, yeah, yeah. They're all from Memphis. Actually, the soundtrack I made, I teamed up with a Berliner here too named Maximilian Weissenfeld, mm-hmm. who actually might be one of the greatest drummers in the whole world.
Okay.
He lives here in Berlin, and he played on the last Dr. John album.
Uh-huh.
And a friend of mine played guitar on that album, and I heard the album, and I was like, man, these drums are amazing. Who is this guy? And then I get a phone call. It's my neighbor. You know, he's living in Görlitzer Park.
So we can listen to his skills in a few seconds.
Oh, wait, no, this doesn't have him playing on it.
Oh,
no,
man.
No, sorry.
On that one.
You have to wait for the rest of the soundtrack for the film and stuff. But this is just a taste to give you a little revolution, to light a candle under the collective ass.
We will do that, definitely. Heute Abend ist ja auch wieder pickepacke voll, das heißt ausverkauft. Das Lido als Vorband spielt Chuckamuck, so you chose Chuckamuck to play
yes.
for your gig. What a nice band, isn't it?
They're adorable. And they name themselves after a King Kind of Barbecue song.
Chuckamuck.
Actually, I remember, I'm going to sound like an old man now, but I remember when Oscar was 14 years old and his... I think his uncle used to come and sneak him into our shows through the backstage. And he was 14, you know, and we'd be playing these crazy shows.
So he had a cool uncle then.
He did, yeah. And he also did comics of like a lot of the early, or there's at least a few comics he did of the first Shrines show. It was when I'd invited the Black Lips to open for us. And so...
Oscar did the comics or his uncle?
No, Oscar did this comics mm-hmm. and... It's really interesting.
Also heute Abend spielen ja Chuckamuck als Vorband und Mr. Khan sagt auch gerade, dass sie viel mit dieser Band verbinden, denn der Onkel von Oscar von Chuckamuck hat ihn damals backstage nach hinten geschleust und so konnten sie dann erstmal zusammen, you smoke together something?
No, of course not.
But they had lots of fun.
We did. We talked about internet porn. No, it's not true. I don't think they had internet at that time.
Oh, come on. It can't be that long ago. Heute Abend auf jeden Fall im Lido Ausverkauf, wenn ihr sagt, ach, Flux FM, da geht doch noch was. Ihr schreibt mich doch immer gerne auf die Gästeliste. Dann jetzt anrufen 030 2000 9000. 030 2000 9000. Micky Sitsch geht dran und schreibt euch sehr, sehr gerne drauf. Ruf mich jetzt an, Baby. Und wir spielen auch einen Song von King Khan, der ganz exklusiv jetzt bei Flux FM läuft.
International Premiere.
Oh my God. It's called Children of the World. King Khan without the shrines, but tonight with the shrines.
Yes.
Im Lido. Und viel Spaß auf deiner Tour. Große Tour.
Dankeschön.
Coming up durch die
I'll
ganze
write you postcards.
Welt. Do that, please. So. Bis dann. Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Exklusiv auf Flux FM.